Good morning. Happy Easter. I was born Easter Sunday. So was my daughter. 39 years apart. My mother said they put me in an Easter basket and brought me to her. How cute was that? And the ears are still growing. So, welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. Our reading this morning, from the Daily Word, will be about Easter. The eternal light of Easter morning lifts my spirits to new heights. I am a spiritual being engaged in a human experience. As such, my individual spirit is resurrected when I use faith and forgiveness to dissolve negative energies and attitudes that have been slowing me on my spiritual path. I am the light, and the kingdom of God is within. Recognizing this, I dissolve thoughts and consciousness that would deny my worthiness for personal resurrection. I am a whole and perfect expression of infinite spirit, here in human form to create, choice by choice, the new dimension of consciousness that Jesus demonstrates through his Easter manifestation. As it is for me, so it is for the world. I affirm that the energy of resurrection is lifting all people to new dimensions of love, appreciating deeply the truth and unity of all life. And from John 20:17, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And look, our baby is here. For those of you who don't know, Joanna Kegel was like the start of Unity in this area. Yeah, she was our minister for years. Roxanne is her daughter. Deanne's her granddaughter. And don't tell me, Shelby, grandson, great grandson. What's the baby's name?
Eleanor.
Eleanor's our new arrival. She's so cute. Okay. So let's remain seated while the choir leads us in Shirley the Presence. Inside your program, there is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Please stand while we do the welcoming song.
Sherry, will you read the number?
300.
Sons of men, angels say,
the day. Greet your neighbor.
Greet.
One more time.
Oh, baby, make your day.
Well, hey,
grandfather.
Happy Easter.
Good to see you.
Happy Easter.
My name's Dan Gans.
Sure. Gans, daughter.
I'm just a lowrider.
You're just a lowrider.
How are you doing?
Activities are located on the calendar hanging up in the hallway downstairs. Any announcements from anybody? Deanne, what are you guys studying?
We are studying Human by Design.
Human by Design. Yes. Tuesday mornings.
Well, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Downstairs. Book study.
That is the rest stop.
The rest stop is Memorial Day weekend. So we got 2 months for that. We're only going to do one day, and the senior center will do the other day. Make it easy on everybody. Any other announcements? Grandfather.
I just want to announce my latest book came off the press this week.
All right.
85 years in ministry.
Nice job.
Started it off, the first sentence of the book is, I'm 90 years of age and I've been in ministry 85 years, period. Next sentence, you're probably raising your eyebrows and saying, are you trying to say you were in ministry when you were 5 years of age? And I say, yes, I'll tell you the story. And the book is just stories of all kinds of amazing things that happened those 85 years.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow. I hope you're going to all stay for a nice, hearty meal today. It's good down there. All right. If there's no other announcements, we'll do the unity statement. It's in your program. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Sherry and the choir will lead us in our song of joy.
To tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Spring is here, a time of waiting, of expectation. Spring is here, a time of preparing new ground, planting new plants, nurturing new seedlings, tending new shoots, protecting new buds. A time of clearing out the old, discarding the waste, emptying out the junk, releasing that which does not serve you. A time of dreaming new dreams, thinking new thoughts, making new plans, growing new goals, welcoming new hope. The Christ was among us. We loved him, has died, we grieved, has risen again, we celebrated, has returned to the Godhead, and we marveled, has promised to be with us to the end of the age. Now we live as the promise is fulfilled again and again, like spring follows winter, without fail, year upon year, age upon age.
Thank you, Penny. All right, let's remain seated for our meditation song.
93. Experienced Daria, you're in for a treat. And she'll also do the Alleluia. Okay. Here's Daria.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Churches where you stand throughout the service, and that is part of the witnessing of the word brought into light, is to stand the entire time that you're in service. You okay? Oh, okay. No worries. So here we are in Holy Week. Are we feeling holy? We're feeling whole and holy. Yes. And so, the theme today is in sync with the Resurrection Sunday. It is, you want to see God roll away the stone and arise. Okay? Okay, you're not okay. Well, it's okay. We're good. However it comes out, we're good. We should hit it and try, because in the song there's the whole story, but just a second. Yeah, so we'll have the sound. Okay. Yeah, just a second. Well, I brought it on video this time because, you know, one of the things that takes up more time is because I'm always singing while I'm preaching. and this time I also brought a song I wanted to teach the congregation in case you don't know it. 1 John 1-6, He who was from the beginning, the one whom we have heard and have seen with our eyes, have looked upon. I'm marveling at my helpers. They are phenomenal. Okay. We declare to you is the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and hear witness to it and preach to you eternal life, which was with the Father and was revealed to us. It is that which we have seen and heard that we declare to you, so that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship with us, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, also known as Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus the Christ. Because what is being shown to us is that God is love and God is light. And that those who are moving more and more into the light and out of the darkness are one with God. And those who are living love are living God. And if we say we are with God, but we are not bringing through that light, then we are lying. If we say we are with God and God is fully in us, then we are lying if we are not loving ourselves and one another. Because God is both these things, and this is part of what is revealed to us in the story that we know through the crucifixion and the resurrection. So this song, which is an old African-American spiritual called He Arose, this is what we're going to play and sing. So when I point to you, you say what I'm saying, He Arose. And you stand up. You stand up and sit down. You stand up and sit down. You'll see it. I have to do these different things to keep you awake. See, every time. I always come up with another method to my madness that will keep you awake. Kids have a saying. So saying.
We got a picture. Now we just have to get YouTube back up. So stall. But don't let us know.
I'm just keeping going. I'll be going. The kids have a saying. These days, it's called being woke. Anybody know that saying? Yeah. We gotta say, Sophia's woke. Okay. What does that mean? It means that she's aware. She's tuned in. She knows racism when she sees it. She knows a lie when she hears it. She knows the truth when she sees it. She's woke. Okay, and so it comes up as being conscious, being able to discern. And you know, kids are wonderful. In generation, they always come up with different language to describe things that, you know, have the rhythm of the time. And so the disciples thought they were woke. But they still had some disbelief, and there was still this betrayal going on, and they didn't really fully embrace that prophecy, all of them, until there was the crucifixion and the time in the tomb sealed by the stone, which was then rolled away, which then Jesus appeared and manifested his spirit as observable to others that could witness that. Now, we want to see God. We have to roll away the stone and arise. What stone? The stone is both an obstacle and it's a witness. The things that we're experiencing, that we experience as an obstacle or a block, are also witnesses to our experience. In fact, the stone itself and the stone nation in different traditions is considered a witness. You'll see that in the Old Testament. You'll hear it in different traditions and different tribes, that the stone is a witness to everything that occurs. That includes the great mountain that surrounds us. So rather than just seeing the obstacle as an obstacle, it's important to experience it as a witness, because it will witness both the fact that we let something go, we let something die, and it will witness that we have transcended it. That we have moved beyond it. So here comes this song. If they can't get it right, we're just going to sing it. It's okay. We're not going to worry about that. You're not with me. We're ready. So here goes the song. Let's play our picture. Okay. It's called He Rose from the Dead. Come on in. Hey. Yeah, we don't stand on that kind of ceremony here. You know, certain places you can't come in until...
Okay. I was just standing.
Oh, okay. Well, you can stand. You can keep standing.
Hallelujah.
He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. The Lord shall bear my spirit home. Okay. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. And the Lord shall bear my spirit home. Savior, I'm nailed to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. They crucified my Savior and nailed him to the cross. And the Lord shall bear my spirit home. It's a simple song. They teach it to kids. They learn it one word.
He rose.
Hey. Joseph begged the body and laid in the tomb.
Joseph begged the body and laid him in the tomb. And the Lord shall bear my spirit home.
An angel rolled the stone away.
Rolled the stone away. And the angel from heaven rolled the stone away. And the Lord will bear my spirit home.
Thank you. And so experience of rising and experience of the Holy Spirit is a live spirit. It is the spirit that moves through and around us and among us. It is not just our contact with spirit in our meditations, in our quiet, in our sitting. It is our joyfulness that no matter how dark it is the night before, that we will have joy in the morning. Amen. And that morning is a symbol of the light and the light that's within us, and that constantly unfolding and revealing more and more of that light. Becoming woke, as the kids say.
Ah. Those kids.
Those kids. They'll say, now Tom, you know, he's really woke. Meaning he's conscious. Meaning he's aware. Meaning if you tell him a lie, he knows it. Meaning he can see what goes on around him. Meaning he bears witness to things that are not righteous and will speak up and not just sit in silence. He's woke. And so the disciples thought they were awake, but not fully there until Jesus comes and shows himself after the third day, which is another indication that we need to take those lessons we learned from the crucifixion, the seven last words that Jesus is said to have said, those phrases that were given at that time, that he's being crucified, that teach us something. And you know, in some churches, we have on Good Friday, we have the seven sermons that are given about each one of those. But first he says what? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we have both to seek forgiveness for ourselves, but also to forgive those around us. This is part of the process of revealing that light and becoming woke and rolling away the obstacles that we see as the stone, but it's also witnesses to the fact that we were here and now we're there. To the two thieves, one of the thieves to the left was representing the past, and the other thief metaphysically is representing the future, which in the crucifixion, in the midst of it, Jesus is claiming that future now. Surely you will be with me in paradise. Because this is where I'm going. This is what's being unfolded. And surely, as you acknowledge me, you will be with me in paradise. Sons, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. Teaching us to make relatives. Teaching us to acknowledge our grandfather, our grandmother, our nieces, our nephews, one another, though we are not of the same blood, that we are one in family. That we are one in Creator, that we are one in God. Teaching us to acknowledge and treat one another as brothers and sisters and as children. So though in death it may come, we are not alone because we have God in one another. We have Creator in one another. We have family in one another. We have community in one another, telling us to live as a village. Yes, I thirst, but when I thirst, when I think I am without, to drink from the waters, that Spirit provides. As substance and sustenance. That when I think I am without something, to drink from that substance. And one of the things that is misinterpreted in most interpretations of the Bible, because it didn't come straight from the Aramaic in those interpretations, is the one where he says, oh God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that's normally interpreted as one of the most vulnerable moments of Jesus, right? Because he's saying, God, why has thou forsaken me? But as it's interpreted straight from Aramaic, what it reads is, oh God, for this I was spared, for this I was born. For this I came, is what he's saying. So whatever I am going through that I experience is the darkest and darkest of nights or the most difficult place that I can't find my way through, whatever that is, how can I embrace that moment as, for this I have been spared. For this I was born. Oh God, for this I was born. Doesn't that switch everything?
Changes.
You find that for this I was spared in the George Lamson interpretation of the Bible, the one that sold in a lot of Unity churches, but comes straight from the Aramaic and not through all the other languages and back to English. And there are a few places in there where the concept of what's written is very different. So what we're being shown in this story is that not only are the witnesses those who are waiting on the prophecy to be fulfilled, but those who are, quote unquote, against Jesus and don't want the body to be taken by the disciples, right? Who are there to make sure nobody steals the body out. So in our lives, it's not just a question of who is with us and who do we see as our allies, but those others who may seem to be separate from and, quote, against us. Hence the teaching, love thine inner me. Enemy. Inner me. All those representations of doubt, fear, anger, skepticism. We're not going to worship those. We're not going to stay in those places. Yes, we may cry. Yes, we may grieve. Yes, we may mourn. Yes, we may have fear. But I'm not going to live there. I'm going to walk in my faith and receive this light and embrace the witness that looks like my obstacle. Then I have to come with love, openness. I have to be willing to let go in order that I may receive and transmute that obstacle into a pathway to my next level of evolution. My next aspect of embodiment of Creator and Christ consciousness. Because this is a pathway that we're being shown into infinity. And some people know the symbolism of the phoenix. So in traditions before the time of the birth of Jesus, most traditions have some way of describing this bird who goes up in flames and from the death that takes place in that burning come the ashes, and from the ashes come the new life. It is a story of resurrection also. Of saying that, am I willing to throw what needs to be from the past that I don't need to take forward? Am I willing to throw it into the fire? Am I willing to experience a mini, M-I-N-I, death of this existence in order to be renewed, restored in the Spirit of God? I mean, Jesus even said, if I don't have to drink this bitter cup, take it from me, okay, if I don't have to do this, this doesn't have to happen. But thy will, not mine, be done. So to know the difference between when I'm attempting to impose the will of my personality versus following the guidance and pathway of Creator toward a particular goal is part of being woke. It's part of saying, I want to see and experience the fullness of God through me and around me. Because what is understood and later said is that greater is he who is within and among us than he who is in the world. Some interpretations say he who is within you, and some say he who is among. The George Lamson Bible says greater is he who is among us, that is, among includes within and around us, than he who is in the world, which is to say that in the embracing of this full consciousness and this light, this is greater than the God of fear. This is greater than the God of money. This is greater than all of the material things that I am not intended to worship, but rather that I worship this consciousness that I am embodying, that I am praying to bring through, that I am praying to walk with. To walk out the promise, to walk out the vision. The angel came from heaven and rolled away the stone. I think this is why Oprah Winfrey called her private funding thing Angel Network. Only special things. Only special things. Someone reaches out, has a need. That angel from heaven might be you. That angel from heaven might be you. The light that comes through you when you reach out across and love that brother or sister, regardless of what role they are playing in the drama that is your life, is the power that opens the door. The power that rolls away the stone. The power that moves the obstacle. The power that brings the new life from the ashes. It is said in the myth of the phoenix that before this destruction happens, before we throw the old into the flames and burn ourselves up in preparation for the new, before the crucifixion where Jesus is nailed to the cross, before that, there is a song that is sung, that is heard throughout the world. So right now, you can be asking yourself, what is my song? What is the song of the Phoenix? What is my song? Roy keeps thinking this is his next book, then he comes with another one. That is not his last song. Grandfather has another song. But we have this moment, and in this moment, when this thief that could be thieving our light or stealing our joy from the past, we embrace, in this moment, in the here and now, we embrace the one on the right and say, surely you will be with me in paradise. Because right here, right now, wherever you are, the opportunity is to know that song, to sing that song, and to sing it with the power of embracing or grasping that glimpse from the future that says, I am fully one with Creator, and I am fully carrying the light of God, and I am fully light and love. That glimpse of you as that being is what you take, embrace right here, right now, and you sing your Phoenix song. You sing your song of remembrance. You sing your song that even without trying to reach everyone in the world, it is heard without them necessarily even knowing it's you that's singing it. They are touched and they grow from there. You want to be, you want to see God, roll away the stone and arise. You want to see God, look around you at the love in this village. You want to see God, roll away any stone that's an obstacle to your Christ consciousness. And look in the mirror. The mirrors that we have, the mirror that you are, the mirror on your wall. The meditation.
Another song.
Will be a song. And then a meditation after the song. Yeah, I know it's a song, but I like to do, you know what I mean? When you sing, you pray twice. Who said that? St. Augustine? Yeah. When you sing, you pray twice. And that's under the assumption that more prayer is good. More is more. Yeah. Anybody know the song of Sandy Patty singing We Shall Behold It?
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The star shall
his glory.
Spirit having a human experience, a pillar of light from the highest of consciousness down into the mother of earth, the greatest of consciousness also. That these two anchors in earth and in the heavens all of creation, all of light flows through you. Any obstacles that remain are easily, willingly, choicefully transmuted. That you throw whatever needs to be thrown into the fire. That you roll away and ask the spirit roll away any obstacles within you or around you to this highest consciousness. And from your heart into your hands. Close this light as you reach with your light, your voice, your words, your deeds, touching others. Three big breaths. One for each day you're in the tomb. You want to see God roll away the stone. Arise. Look at the mirrors around you. Look at you. Be love. Be light. Be as a son and daughter of God. Son and daughter of Creator. Family are we. We are one. And so it is. Ashe, hallelujah. All my relations.
Well, I think that deserves a round of applause for the whole thing. Thank you, Dory. Thank you, Tom, for rebooting. That was a beautiful, beautiful song. It really was. And keep in mind, we can all reboot at any time and have it play right. All right. So now it's time for our morning offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together while holding our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. For someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's all say the prayer protection together. It's on the back of your program or up here on the wall. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us wherever we are. God is, and all is well. Okay, let's form a circle. And while you're forming a circle, I'd like to thank the choir for their music today, and Daria for her wonderful talk today. Penny for that wonderful reading. and all you guys. Without you, we aren't.
I cracked the trees today. Rain today.
Good.